flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Last night was the first Detroit home sporting event since the Lions season ended. Not one Jared Goff chant. Not even an attempt.
I got two texts here on Twitch that I'd like to share.
Please.
The Tigers chant should be, spend some money.
Spend some money.
Yeah. And then it's followed up quickly by Costa will be the one leading the Hendon Hooker chants.
Oh, no, stop it. Jamar in Westland is leading those chants. Have we got a text from him yet today?
Yeah.
I feel like he's got to be blowing up our ticket text after the game Goff had.
Sure.
Yeah, I just don't think anybody's dying to chant for the quarterback that had four turnovers and an early exit. 248-539-97. We do have a Jamar in Westland ticket text. Here it is.
Oh, here he goes.
Hendon Hooker. Yeah, it's all caps.
Uh-huh.
There you go. There's your appearance. To me, the stuff was getting kind of played out anyway. At Lions games, it was electric, right? For fans on a plane going to visiting Lions games or in opposing stadiums, hell yeah, we got our guys back. At a random Pistons game that he's not even in the building at? At a Red Wing game where they're winning and he's not in the building? I never fully understood those chants, especially as those teams got better. Yeah, I think we're done with the Goff chant.
Yeah, I believe everybody has moved on. And I think enough credit to Detroit sports fans that they realize that ship has sailed for now.
Do we all believe that? Like, Tom, do you think there's a chance we hear a Jared Goff chant at a game later?
Yeah, we're not far enough away from it yet. I am surprised. I don't believe we've gotten much support for doing it yet. But listen, that was like one of the things I think the new fans enjoyed doing. The Jared Goff got rallied behind. Like I think the new fans don't know what to do with themselves. Yeah. You know, we did the topic yesterday about putting the gear away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and like I just think I don't know if people know how to move forward yet.
Like, everybody's going to find their own way.
Yeah, one thing moving forward though, these should cease and desist, and I do believe. We've got to get to him winning a playoff game again. I do think this might happen on the road next year.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, Lions are playing football season. He starts off.
Yeah, he's playing well.
He had a few bad games, and the worst of them was obviously in the playoff game. So I think Lions, again, credit to Detroit sports fans. They realize that, and they're not giving up on Jared Goff. There's going to be a lot of people that talk about Hendon Hooker or, you know, QB2, whoever that might be going into next year. But in large part, people do realize that, you know, I mean, the rest of the NFL did realize that he had a hell of a season in total.
He was nominated finalist for the MVP award.
1 of 5.
Yeah, and look, he's been in Detroit for 4 playoff games. He's played well enough to win 3 of them,
yeah,
including last year's NFC title game. He played well enough to get them in the Super Bowl. His season in totality is that of a franchise quarterback. He is someone they will have to protect. And Brad Holmes spoke yesterday about watering the whole garden,
yeah,
keeping the offensive line well stocked. That's going to be part of the equation, but they should have a good O-line. They have all these all-pros on offense. Even without Ben Johnson, they should have a really productive offense next season. That's not what the question is about, though. It's the chance and where you're at. 248-539-9797.
What comes back first, the chance or double-digit disco?
The chance. I'm very hesitant to be disco anytime soon.
Me and you buried the disco yesterday. John's still open to it.
I think he's got the chain somewhere.
At times. I do. It's in my bag.
Okay. Be warned, people. Juan in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
We have nowhere to put it here.
I know. Juan, good morning.
Good morning. I say that we should change the chant. I always said it, actually, when they was calling out his name. Just break up his name and make it Jared Go Off to be more of a statement than is to be saying his name. And then I think we shouldn't stop because I don't know how his feelings are as an athlete, but I think for the crowd to not chant him in some type of way would maybe bring him down. And again, he's not even a bad quarterback, man. So it's like, that's our guy. Let's run with him and change the chant to Jared Goff so we tell him what to do, because he's still out here doing stuff a lot of these other quarterbacks can't do.
Juan, points for creativity, I guess. I don't think Jared Goff is nearly as good. Heather, you were shaking your head too.
No, it doesn't flow right. It doesn't have the right...
No.
And I think these chants have to be more spontaneous. Like, you can't just come up with them and then they just need to happen naturally.
In the moment.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm with you. Isaac in Oak Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I'm really over, the Jared Goff thing. I've been over it for probably since last year's playoff game against the Rams, honestly. It kind of reminds me of when we had the blue ski masks. You had that bad game against, I think it was the Eagles, and it just blew up our Seahawks, and it blew up in our face, and it just made us look stupid as fans. And I'm surprised that Washington didn't go into the locker room and start chanting Jared Goff themselves, honestly.
Trolling us. They had a lot to celebrate on their own anyway. I don't think they were really worried about us at that point. But I think they've run the course. The Jared Goff chance, especially at non-Lions events. Like, that's what I really want to emphasize. We got a Pistons team playing well. We got a Red Wings team at least flirting with a playoff spot, playing better hockey post coaching change. They got their chance. They got their environments. We don't need to shoehorn in a quarterback who just played awful in a playoff game. Let's get to Jim and Grand Blanc. Jim, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
I just wanted to say that as far as John talking about the draft in Green Bay, I'm going next year. We actually made plans after the Detroit draft, me and my buddies. And we're going to have six people up there. I'll be wearing my Jared Goff jersey, and I will be cheering Jared Goff when I get there.
There we go.
No Lions gear.
All right. How long are you guys going to be in town for the draft?
We're going to be 3 days.
Okay.
So we got an Airbnb. We booked it from Wednesday through Sunday. So yeah, we're spending all 3 days there, and we're really looking forward to it.
All right, is that right in Appleton?
What's that? Say that again.
Right by the stadium. Are you going to be in Appleton, or are you going to be down the road in actual Green Bay?
We're going to be in Appleton.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, we booked it early. Got a good rate. Yeah, and we're road tripping it. So we're gonna have a great time. I think the Jared Goff chant for right now, over. But we'll bring it back. Come draft time, we'll bring it back.
There you go. Take over Green Bay.
He owns Green Bay, right?
That's right. He does.
Joe in Sterling Heights, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, men. I just wanted to say I've been over these Jared Goff chants for a while. At the Tigers playoff games, people were trying to chant Jared Goff, and out in my mind I'm like, we have the Tigers out there competing, they're in the playoffs. The other day, last week, I was at a Pistons game and they're chanting Jared Goff at the Pistons game, or at least trying. These boys are out there competing. I feel like it was cool initially to rally behind the guy because he had a good story, but now it's played its course and it's corny or cringe, whatever you want to call it. We just need to move on past it, men
and Heather.
Hello.
Yes, but
oh,
you're
sorry,
not
Heather.
Chanting. Yeah,
it's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, but
sorry,
yeah, but,
my bad, Heather.
I was looking at her. I'm like, but I use the word cringy. Cringy. I think so. When he's not at the game, like when it first started, I'm like, oh, is he at this Red Wing game? Oh no, he's not at this Red Wing game. Oh, okay, we're doing it as a rallying cry, right? The Lions are breaking through and they're good and this is fun. But at a Tiger playoff game, yeah, even I think that's a little much. And I think his performance kind of gives us all a chance to take a pause on that.
Sure.
248-539-9797. Oh, some people are really upset. Bring back the chant after every interception.
Yep. I mean, I can understand the sentiment.
How about this? Replace it with ball security as a chant. Too many syllables.
Yeah, way too many. Yeah.
Ball security. Yeah, it doesn't work.
No.
This one says, I would join in on a Jerry Goff chant still to this day. So still people have its back.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I know that there's a lot of people, and rightfully so, there's a lot of blame to go around for the loss. A lot of people just are going to point at Jared Goff. There's other reasons. He may have the biggest slice of the pie in that game, but he also had a hell of a season.
Chan is dead. You can't choke away a playoff game with the one seed. Not here, not anywhere. Another one said, Goff is terrible. He was carried by an OC and an O-line for so long. He was exposed for the fraud he is. Goff will never win anything. I'm waiting for you to push back, because I'll push back if you don't want to.
I mean, are we forgetting all of the moments that he had during the season and the fact that last year they were 30 minutes away and they did not, if a ball is caught on fourth and two, and I want to try and remove the name from it because I don't want to give him to have a bad rap because he meant a lot to the team last year and the success that they had, but he put the ball right in the receiver's hands on fourth and two. If that ball is caught, we were having different conversations right now.
Then he would have been to two Super Bowls with two different franchises.
And we have no idea. I mean, he'd already beat Kansas City once. He's never lost to Patrick Mahomes.
He may be a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting that ticket text. Hey, listen, they didn't win, but it wasn't his fault in the NFC title game. And I think we need to be able to have some perspective here. I think Goff should have been skewered for the way he played on Saturday. And I think he knows it. He owned it. He was broken up after that game. He knows he has to play better. I think we can both skewer him, blame him, acknowledge with our own eyes and ears that he wasn't good enough in a playoff game where he was a heavy favorite, that he was outplayed by a rookie. We can say all of it with our chest and still have the perspective that they can and have won a lot of games with him, including big playoff games with him. Some people lack that perspective, I think. 248-539-9797. We asked about the chants because last night was the first test for the city of Detroit. No Jared Goff chants. Are those being put away until next football season? John, want to get our picks in at 8:35, but I just think it's a chance for Heather to continue to run away with this.
Ugh. That's all I can say about it is, ugh.
This is supposed to be challenging.
No, you're not.
Not at all.
Supposed to be challenging. We all have records below 500. We're all picking against the spread, and Heather is too, but for reasons like just because and the quarterback's girlfriend and the mascots.
I know.
We're losing
the QB
bad.
Girlfriend or just because. Like, I just don't understand how the level of success, the consistency.
That's what's really shocking, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it every week, I stay very, very consistent.
Get to it at 8:35. People will be chanting, Heather Park.
There we go.
Heather Park. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you're looking to get stronger, this is your year, and the place to be is Planet Fitness. They've upgraded so many of their facilities around Metro Detroit, around the country, and they make it exciting. They make it fun to go and work out. They also make sure that you don't have to do it alone if you don't want to. You can get into the door with $1 down, $15 a month. That's their base membership. You can find out if you like it, and I'm sure that you will. And if you want to upgrade, you can upgrade to their Black Card membership, which includes access to every single location that they have around the country, which is 2,600 of them. There's 50 in Detroit, 15 in Grand Rapids, 6 in Toledo. And if you move around, if you travel around, it's a great opportunity to be able to still get your workout in. And if you don't like going alone, the Black Card membership also allows you to have unlimited guest privileges. Every membership that they have offers free fitness training with knowledgeable trainers, and they've got a lot of variety. So if you walk in and today you want to throw some weight around, they've got free weights. You want to work on some machines, they got cable tower, Smith machines, upper and lower body strength machines, treadmills, Stairmasters, bikes. They've got it all, and all the options are on the table there. And if you only got 30 minutes, they got the 30-minute Planet Fitness workout. They're always clean. Every single time I go in, it is as clean as a whistle, which is one of the great selling points of any gym. Planet Fitness is the place to be. If you are 18 years old or older, you can enroll anytime you want. Hours, amenities, and offers vary by club. Check out Planet Fitness or stop by your local club for more information. If you're 13 to 17 years old, make sure you got mom and dad or a guardian to go with you. Find your nearest club and join today in club, online, or on the Planet Fitness free app. We're all strong on this planet. That's Planet Fitness.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Conference championship weekend. We'll get to the picks later this hour. Brad Holmes spoke yesterday, set the tone for the offseason. Classic debates, stay the course or F them picks. We'll play what he had to say and get into what you guys want to see as the offseason is upon us here in Detroit. John, I've talked about how doing this show with you guys, I'm someone who takes naps. Stay up late, watch the game, get up early, do the show, and I am a serial napper. Most days I'll get a nap in. Yesterday, went to get a haircut.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
That's a no kids life.
Yeah, I know.
You'll get there someday.
Yeah. I can't remember the
last
time.
I'll always have kids.
No, unless... but like free time to take a nap at some point.
I mean, like, yeah. yeah, down the road. Yeah.
Yes, you will.
No matter how old they are, I will always have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
one day.
Keep you up at night.
Yeah.
One day. So anyway, I got a haircut yesterday, and I hadn't taken a nap yet, and I could feel myself...
Dozing off
in the chair, and you get the little buzz, and you're like, I could fall asleep. And I wonder, do people fall asleep when they get their haircut? Is it like a normal thing?
I fall asleep every time. Every single time.
Does your head bob?
Every time. Oh, sure.
Or do you think the barber I'll just kind of like
She'll move my head every once in a while, and like I will literally fall asleep with my chin on my chest or with my head down, and she just keeps going, and then every once in a while, like when she's when she wants to cut the top of my hair, she'll lift my head up a little bit and start trimming the top, and she'll ask
me,
like,
do you wake up or are you asleep the whole time?
I wake up, and because she'll always ask, because I have to tell her every time, like, just take a little bit more off, and then I go right back to nodding off, and I'm asleep for 20 minutes,
which is so shocking to me. I think females might have a different experience. Well, there's plenty of time to fall asleep because if you're getting color and highlights and a cut and a style,
it just takes longer.
You're there for a long time. But for me, it's almost like a therapy session because you go there and you just talk about everything that's happened in the last, month and a half, and the stylist is talking and you're talking. And the only time I think I could possibly fall asleep is during like the blowout, and because you can't really talk when the blow dryer is going.
So it's kind of funny because this topic would come up. Doug ran into the son of my former barber. When I was living up north, the barber I would go to is Norm.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Lansing. And Norm's been doing it for 60 years. Like, it was old school barber. They had the whole, you know, barber's wheel yeah. out front. And when you walk in there, my old timers would be sitting there. That like, they wouldn't even get in their haircut. They'd just come in to hang out.
Yeah.
And you were talking about sports, and you were talking about hunting and fishing and all that stuff. And then you leave, you know, 20, 25 minutes later. And sometimes it'd be an hour because you just kept the conversation going. Mm-hmm. Here, it's, I literally sit down and it's, hi, how you doing? Yeah. What, anything new from, no. Out.
Drool.
Yeah.
Drool. Because I had two thoughts as this is happening. One, I don't know, like, is my head going to, like you said, bob around and I don't want to be difficult. I also think it would be, in my head, rude if I fell asleep while they were cutting my hair. Maybe I'm completely wrong on that, but that's in the moment how I felt. Oh, I feel like I'd be rude if I fell asleep.
I don't think it would be rude, but it might be more difficult for her or your barber or
yeah.
whoever,
he
your stylist,
had a harder time, yeah.
I would imagine that it, especially if you're, because you're not in a deep sleep,
no.
right? It's like a...
You're a bobblehead.
Yeah, that, I mean, which doesn't... It's not conducive for haircuts.
Especially with unless sharp you fall asleep right away.
Jim, what? And then you sit up and then, yeah. oops, sorry.
Does this happen? Do you guys go to sleep at the barber or the stylist or however you get your hair done? 248-539-9797. Just something fun.
Yeah. And I mean, I leave every time and I'm like, hey, it feels, my head feels lighter. It's just feels nice to have a fresh haircut. And then I put my hat on. And it drives my wife nuts. That I go there, I get my hair cut, and they obviously comb it or whatever. I know some people will say style it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you style a man's hair. It's just
you
comb it.
Oh, you style it.
You comb it.
Are you putting product in it? You're styling it.
No.
Okay, if you don't, then yeah. then you comb it. But if yeah. you're putting a product in your hair, I say you're styling it.
Okay, yes. They comb my hair, and then I instantly put my hat on.
Do
my
you
wife's
get a
like,
shampoo?
What are you doing? No.
See, I don't.
You don't.
I don't.
You no. guys.
I've done that before, but
you're
it just
missing
takes,
out.
I'll do like a beard trim.
I agree with you. I've done that. There's been a couple of places I've gone to where that has happened before, and it is wonderful.
It is.
I just don't have time for it.
All right.
Which is why this is, that's why I take a nap. It's about the only time I get the chance to take a nap.
We got a texter who says they fall asleep at the dentist.
Oh, God.
I've done that.
What?
How does that even?
They lay you back.
They have tools in your mouth, and they're right up in your face.
Actually, multiple techs say they fall asleep at the dentist.
Get out of here.
Oh, they literally
the
put you in a recliner.
And then open your mouth and...
And there's a bright
got
light
this,
in
like,
your face.
No, no, my dentist now gives me like these... The blue blocker sunglasses, right, that they put on so that the light isn't... And then it's like literally nighttime. I'm like, oh, out.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like a nightmare to me. I hate the dentist.
Well, I'm not a big fan of going, but no, I can totally get why they fall asleep.
Wow. Good for them.
John is on the extreme every single time he falls asleep when he gets his hair cut.
Oh yeah. Out like a light.
Yeah, it's never happened to me. This is probably as close as it's been was yesterday. Let us know. 248-539-9797. We'll take some ticket texts. We'll get some picks later in the hour. Brad Holmes with the quotes about what this offseason is going to look like. Is it F them picks? Stay the course? What do you want him to do? Let's get to Heather's news.
All right. So GM and Bedrock have some big plans for the Renaissance Center. And on Thursday, they offered some fresh details about their plans as they hope to give their $1.6 billion project another go. Right? It was met with a lot of pushback when they first kind of unveiled this project. Well, they're letting everyone know what their project is. They want to knock down two towers, convert the Renaissance Center into a combination of housing, hotel units, and office space. They want to remove the wall surrounding the complex, build a new park, and connect downtown to the riverfront. And this project does need public funding, including $250 million from the state and $100 million from Detroit. So they went through and like really talked about their plans and what it would entail. And they're hoping that this will kind of be like, okay, we presented this wrong the first time. Let's do it again. Let's get some momentum going.
Well, because it was getting kind of nasty there for a yeah. while, right? With, well, we'll just demolish it or if you're not going to fund it. And we would want someone to do something with the space.
Yep. A Redford man is behind bars and faces several charges in connection with two cases of human trafficking. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard said the suspect, the 61-year-old man, was arrested for trafficking two women in Metro Detroit. Both cases happened in Oakland and in Macomb counties. And they say the suspect has a criminal record going back years in California and Michigan involving kidnapping and drugs, which he says is very common because a lot of the human trafficking starts with the drugs and then moves there. They say this was the first arrest of the department's new human trafficking task force, and the suspect faces 10 charges, remains in jail with a $1 million bond. Mm. Less people were watching the college football championship compared to last year.
Yeah.
So ratings for Monday night's Ohio State-Notre Dame game dropped by 12%. Over last year's game between Michigan and Washington.
In Metro Detroit, it dropped by 95%.
Yeah, exactly. The total audience for Monday night's game was 22.1 million, which is down 25 million, or down from, excuse me, from 25 million last year.
Mm-hmm. What's your theory?
I think it's too far removed from the college football season. It's in the middle of the playoffs. You've already missed a couple of the college football playoff games because you were watching the NFL.
And that's what this article, the theory was that there's too much football. The way they've changed the college football.
Well, I don't think there's too much football.
That's what
I
this
just
is
think
saying,
it's
that there was too much football on TV.
Own December.
Yes.
And they're not owned in December.
I agree.
So, but one of the challenges is that Army Navy game. You could make that a playoff weekend, but then Army Navy lose their own weekend. So, proposal idea, make it week one. You kick off the season with Army Navy, and then you can keep everything tighter to the end of the season. Thoughts? And stop playing it on a Monday. Why are we playing this on a Monday?
I agree.
Okay.
Ohio State's loss to Michigan was 2 months ago.
That's wild.
And that was the end of the regular season.
Yeah.
Less people were also watching the first round of the NFL playoff games as well. That was down by 8.5% over last year.
Too much football, huh?
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so listen to this, you guys. We all know that scene from A Christmas Story where that kid gets his tongue stuck to that icy whatever
double dog
it is.
Dare you. Triple dog dare you.
Well, we all know that scene, and that sounds awful, and it's probably very painful if it happened in real life. Well, it's got nothing on this guy, you guys, who got his junk stuck to an icy sidewalk.
A sidewalk?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Wait. There's photos. It was a whole thing.
He was recreating the JMO celebration.
Oh God! It happened outside of a bar in Alberta, Canada.
Had to be hammered.
He was hammered. Got into a fight with some people. The fight spilled outside. He was
best way to break up a fight.
Drop your pants.
Yeah, go naked. Nobody wants to fight a naked guy.
Well, it happened, I guess, while he was fighting, while he was throwing some
lost
punches.
His
pants fell down, and then he fell down face first onto an icy sidewalk. Junk got totally stuck. First responders came. They were trying to, like, pull the guy off the ice. Because, you know, I guess hot water wouldn't be also a great... I don't know. Like, all of it was just... Anyway,
how'd you get the beans above the frame?
Anyway, he was...
What are they doing? Like, get a spatula to try to... Oh.
He was freed and then immediately arrested. Yikes.
Oh, adding insult to injury. Got arrested after he... Oh, man.
Yeah. Ouch.
Ouch, indeed.
You have no idea.
I don't, but I have birthed a child, and I would imagine that's far worse. So
this is
not a competition.
It's Heather with the news and some unneeded commentary. It's 97.1. Marant Chevrolet is officially Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer for 2024, which is huge. They're celebrating with awesome deals all month long. Get off the sidelines and get into the game with Moran Chevrolet. They got deals right now like the 2025 Trax for $249 a month. That's 39-month lease, $999 down. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Score your best deal. You can do it right now. MoranExpress.com. Shop around or stop by. They're on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Brad Holmes yesterday at the podium, we carried the press conference live, and it was most of our 9 o'clock hour. We barely got a couple words in to react to it. So I think we have the chance now to do that and open up the lines and talk to Lions fans about what they heard from the general manager.
I think we all heard confirmation of what we already knew, and it should direct us when we're starting to talk about that number 28 pick or the number 60 pick. It's going to be the best player available, regardless of position. And he mentioned it there when he drafted Jack Campbell. They already had a pretty good linebacker room, but he was the best player available. They took Jahmyr Gibbs. And you could talk about positional value, all that stuff. He doesn't care. He wants the best player available, and then we'll make it work. Competition is okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of trust in Brad Holmes. Back-to-back executive of the year. This thing has turned around. They found all pros deep in the draft. He's done a fantastic job. The question is what needs to be done to get over the hump and win the Super Bowl. So there's two clips I want to play, and I think it will set the tone for where we need to go. Is this a mentality of to get over the hump, you got to be a little more aggressive, channel a little bit of that F them picks mentality, or is this we're doing everything right and just continue to stay the course? Play two different things he said. The first is about staying the course. What about F them picks? He was asked directly about that mindset, that mentality. Here's what Brad Holmes had to say. So where are you at, John?
I'm comfortable with him continuing to build through the draft. I really am, and because he's been so good at it. Now, would I sit there and say, no, I don't want to go get Max Crosby and spend draft capital? No, and I think he kind of hedged his bet there a little bit in regards to if it's the right player and the right fit and it's going to help us win, then we'll do the deal. But he also said our philosophy is to continue to build through the draft. And they've done a damn good job at that. Just think of where they were 3 years ago and where they are now in terms of talent and depth on the roster. And he did mention, hey, and I think it's we're more likely to see him go F them picks at the trade deadline than we are during the offseason. I really feel like that because going to get Za'Darius Smith, as he mentioned, it was the most difficult player transaction or acquisition that he's ever had because everybody wants those guys at that time. So you got a lot of buyers, not a lot of sellers. And as you start making those calls, which he said he did, and Dave Burkett backed it up, like they called Vegas to see if they could get Max Crosby, you find out that he's not available. Trey Hendrickson's not available. A lot of these guys are unavailable. And then the guys that are, you got a lot of buyers, not a lot of sellers.
Max Crosby has come out and said very positive things about Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions, and how he feels about all the winning. Makes him kind of mad because he grew up here and I think he'd like to be a part of it. The Raiders have a new general manager than the last time Brad Holmes called. And I will highlight that again for people who may not have been listening very closely. Brad Holmes has already called about Max Crosby in the last calendar year, as reported by Dave Burkett of the Free Press. So I don't think it's out of line. I don't think I'm just making stuff up to suggest that Max Crosby should be inquired about yet again this offseason. And I know that flies in the face of stay the course, but it's also right in line with what Brad Holmes has already done. John, they've fallen short of the Super Bowl the last 2 years. This year specifically, they didn't even win a playoff game.
Right.
I do want to see some extra aggressive urgency. They don't have to give up their entire draft. They just added an extra third-round pick from Aaron Glenn leaving and a third-round pick in the season following. They've got plenty of draft capital. They're in a healthy position. If the Raiders are staring down a full rebuild and Max Crosby, who's under contract for the next two seasons, wants out and likes Detroit, and Detroit doesn't have a ton of cap commitments yet beyond 26, like Aiden's deal won't kick in until after 26. Kirby Joseph, I think right around that time, will start to come in. The Lions are in a unique position to pursue Max Crosby, right?
Yes. So is it likely to happen? No, because players like that don't move around in terms of trades and don't switch teams very often because he's a game changer. And he's a guy that you could build things around as a franchise. But what do you need first and foremost to build a franchise or to build a team? You need a quarterback. And right now, Vegas has no path to a starting quarterback. They pick six. They don't have a starting quarterback on their roster. There is, and if they go out in free agency and they get a quote unquote, a Sam Darnold type of player, that doesn't do them any favors for next year because if they win what, six games?
Great.
All right, yeah, they're going to be picking somewhere 9, 10, 11, 12.
And then Max Crosby's 1 year closer to hitting free agency.
Right. And so they need to amass as much draft capital as possible so that they can move up, whether it's this year or position themselves to move up next year. Because even if they had all that draft capital this year and they're at six and they, you know, they get as much capital as they can, they move up to one or two. Which quarterback do you think is a franchise quarterback that's going to be, I mean, there's never a, you know, can't miss guy, but is it Shadur? Is it Cam Ward? Quinn Ewers? Like, I don't see a franchise quarterback in this draft. Doesn't mean there's not going to be one taken in the first round, but I don't think there's one that is worth a one, two, or three pick.
Have we reached F them picks territory, or is it stay the course? 248-539-9797. We got ticket texts. We'll get some phone calls. Want to know where you guys are at. Brad Holmes spoke yesterday. We get a chance to dive into it now. I think that's the big question, is they try to bridge the gap from where they are to where they want to be. Is it F them picks, or is it stay the course? It's 97.1.